Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us is Frontier Extension District's 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We haven't had you on, I think, since early December, so it's a good time off for you, I would assume.
It was. It was great time off, and we're excited to start the new year, and January is going to be over before we know it.
Oh, yeah. It's already halfway there, it seems like. My goodness.
I know. So right before we went on break, I haven't even had a chance to talk about it on the radio yet. You might have heard me mention our leadership days that we were doing with our 4-H'ers. We were doing one in each county. We had our first one in Osage County right before we went on break, and we had a great day. We had about 40 people there, of anywhere from a third grader to an adult. We had all of our adults participate too, and we really honed in on teamwork, team building, and then we worked on the six pillars of character. We really worked on trust and respect. And those were the two that we really like honed in on, and then we sent some work home with the 4-H'ers to work on the other pillars. But it was a really great event. I always love watching the kids come together and watching their little minds work as we work through those problems. And just we use obstacles to work through and then tied in like how we can relate this back into real life and how this relates to team building. And when we were talking about team building, we were talking about the big buzzwords as far as communication, respect. There's that word again, respect. Trust and positive environments. And so those were the four buzzwords that we were really working with the kids and the youth on, and just how can they take this back and apply it in their real life. You know, it was a really great event. We're doing our next one down in Garnett on the 13th. So again, they're open to the district at all three events. But hopefully, if you can't make it to the one in your county, you're welcome to come to one in the other counties. We had an Anderson County youth come up to the Osage one, and it was really great to have him there and to welcome him into that environment up there. So anyways, we're excited to have our second one down in Garnett on Monday night. Hopefully the weather clears off and everybody can get there. I think it should. Again, just make sure you're paying attention to your newsletter. There's lots of dates that are starting to come out for the new year, fair dates, weigh-in dates, spring dates, just anything that you can think of. We pretty much have got those in the newsletter at this point. Another event that I just want to highlight real quick, Blake, before I jump off, is CIA. It stands for Citizenship in Action. This is limited spots, so if you think about going, please jump on and get registered. You can find all the information on Frontier Extension District website. Just go in there and Google that is the best way to pop it up. But it's an event for 15 and older, and they go to Topeka for one night up in Topeka, and it's really heavily based on legislation and how our legislators work. They actually get to spend, it's on a holiday, so the 4-H'ers actually get to go in and sit in the legislators' chairs, and they debate a bill, and they try to pass a bill just like our legislators do. It's a really fun, hands-on, really unique event that I think we provide for the youth, and I highly encourage it. So again, if you're 15 to 18, you're available to do that. It's called CIA Citizenship in Action, and I would encourage all the youth to participate in that. So if you have any questions on any of those events, the Leadership Day or CIA, don't hesitate to reach out and ask your local extension office.
Well, a lot of events coming up. Good to keep people informed as we get into these next couple of months. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gow.